Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I'm just hoping that today is a day you're flourishing. It's such a beautiful word, isn't it? And I just pray that your soul is prospering, your body is prospering, and that you are experiencing the beautiful presence of the Lord. So important. Today, I'm reading in Exodus chapter 25. We're going to finish that chapter. Verses 21 through 40 in the World English Bible, it says this, and we're right in the middle of the Lord telling Moses about the Ark of the Covenant. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the covenant that I will give you. There I will meet with you, and I will tell you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are on the Ark of the Covenant, all that I command you for the children of Israel. You shall make a table of acacia wood. Its length shall be 2 cubits, and its width 1 cubit, and its height 1.5 cubits. You shall overlay it with pure gold and make a gold molding around it. You shall make a rim of a hand width around it, a hand width around it. You shall make a golden molding on its rim around it. You shall make 4 rings of gold for it and put the rings in the 4 corners that are on its 4 feet. The ring shall be close to the rim for places for the poles to carry the table. You shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, that the table may be carried with them. You shall make its dishes, its spoons, its ladles, and its bowls with which to pour out offerings. You shall make them of pure gold. You shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me always. You shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be made of hammered work. Its base, its shaft, its cups, its buds, and its flowers shall be of one piece with it. There shall be 6 branches going out of its sides. 3 branches of the lamp stand out of its one side, and 3 branches of the lamp stand out of its other side. 3 cups made like almond blossoms in one branch, and a bud and a flower. And 3 cups made like almond blossoms in the other branch, a bud and a flower. So for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand, and in the lampstand 4 cups made like almond blossoms, its buds and its flowers. And a bud under 2 branches of one piece with it, and a bud under 2 branches of one piece with it, and a bud under 2 branches of one piece with it, for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand. Their buds and their branches shall be of one piece with it, all of it 1 beaten work of pure gold. You shall make its lamps 7, and they shall light its lamps to give light to the space in front of it. Its snuffers and its snuff dishes shall be of pure gold. It shall be made of 1 talent of pure gold with all these accessories. See that you make them after their pattern, which has been shown to you on the mountain. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love the extravagance of this, that as they are going to be fashioning the tools of the tabernacle, that they were not made of lead, they were not made of bronze, they were made of pure gold. And in light of that, Lord, we don't want to offer anything to you that costs us nothing. We want to understand the costliness of our offering. And that means, Lord, that, according to Romans 12, 1 and 2, we're going to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We present ourselves now before you because we are precious in your sight, and we give you our lives as an offering because you're worthy of all of our life. You're worthy of our devotion, of our sacrifice, and pure gold is a really, really beautiful thing. I don't even know if I have anything that's pure gold. Maybe my ring on, maybe it's not pure though. I don't think it's pure, my ring on my finger. But Lord, help us to be extravagant. Pour out on your altar that which is beautiful and powerful and lovely and costly, Lord. Lord, thank you for the patterns that you had, and you showed Moses so clearly what was to be done, that when we're in a conundrum, when we're stressed out, when we don't know which step to take, that you are the God of clarity. You're not a God of confusion, but of peace. And so, Lord, for my friend today who's thinking, what is my next step? What do I do? How do I handle this situation? I'm at a loss. Lord, please be clear with them and show them what their next step is. Shine a light. You say your word is a light into our path. And so, Lord, I pray your word, even when they're reading your word today, would be that light that illuminates their next best step. Show them the wisdom that you have. Show them how to live in light of their current situation And Lord, I thank you for your clear direction. I thank you that your Holy Spirit that lives within us gives us that kind of clear direction. And I just pray for it today. I dare to believe and trust that you speak to your people today in that still, quiet voice. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Last month, I released The Most Misunderstood Women of the Bible and How Their Stories Teach Us About Thriving. I go through the stories of Eve, Hagar, Leah, Rahab, Naomi, Bathsheba, Tamar, the Proverbs 31 woman, Mary of Magdala, and Phoebe the unknown one, because you may not know much about Phoebe. And I unpack their stories and do so to help you when you're battling your own battle of misunderstanding. So my prayer for you is that this book would open your eyes to these beautiful stories and that you also would have a deeper maturity about how to walk through misunderstanding. It's available wherever books are sold. And thank you to Salem Communications and Salem Books, who are the publisher. Have a great day.